Hi, everyone, and welcome to another Van Hack podcast. I'm really excited to be joined again a few years later by Jessica from All Ears English, which is one of the top IELTS blogs, podcasts in the world. And she'll be sharing all about how you can improve your English and get a great score on the IELTS. Hi, Jessica.
Yes.
Nice to see you again after 4 years.
After 4 years, I know, Ilya, it's been a while. Time passes so fast. Hi guys. So I am very excited to be here. I work for All Ears English, but I mostly do IELTS. I am an IELTS expert, guys. I was an IELTS examiner, actually, for 14 long, long years. So that's me. That means I have graded thousands of IELTS essays and interviewed thousands of IELTS candidates, guys. So from that experience, I can give you all of the insider examiner tips that I possibly can.
Very cool. Wow, 14 years. That's incredible.
It's a long time. And always, I always feel kind of old when I say that, but that's okay. I try to have a young haircut to like balance how old I sound when I talk about my teaching experience.
Yeah, definitely. Very, very cool. So maybe we just get into like high level a little bit more about what is your All Ears English if no one's ever heard about it before. What kind of resources do you guys provide, and who should be checking out the website?
Yeah, totally. So All Ears English has been a podcast for many years, I believe since, 2014, 16, I don't know. I shouldn't say the number because I don't know the year exactly, but it's a general fluency podcast. So lots of vocab, natural conversation, fluency tips, listening tips. There's stuff about business English and travel English. It's all there because it's a general fluency podcast. It's amazing. I get to be on there once a week, and there are four. And it has been awarded one of the top 20 most downloaded podcasts by Apple Podcasts, like 2 or 3 years in a row. So it's amazing, guys. Check that out. But we also have another podcast that I am on every single episode of called IELTS Energy. And we have over 10,000 downloads daily. And that number is growing because more and more people need IELTS. So I'm on there 3 days a week, guys. We publish, and that is completely free. We have so many free resources for you guys. It doesn't matter what your English goal is. If you actually, guys, if you think you might be taking the IELTS exam in the next year, I say get started now, because I know if your situation is anything like mine, there's a lot of time. We have a lot of time right now where maybe we're watching too much Netflix, or maybe like me, listening to the news for 4 hours straight and sort of freaking out. So let's try and figure out how to use our time well, because like my goal now is to come out of this situation, this lockdown, better than it started, right? Like, so I'm trying to like learn new skills and improve my house in certain ways. So guys, you can use this for your English. If you go to allearsenglish.com/quiz, you can get your estimated IELTS band score. Like, what would you get if you took the IELTS exam today, right now, which you can't because a lot of the centers are closed, but they will open again, guys. That's the thing. So what would you get if you took it right now? You'll get your estimated band score, and then you're going to get tons of free, F-R-E-E, free resources just for your level. Okay, that will help you with IELTS. And just one more quick thing, what I love about our materials and our IELTS courses, everything we do, guys, is that it's not just about the IELTS exam. Because, yeah, you can have great testing skills, but what if your English isn't good? You're still not going to do well. So that's where a lot of students go wrong. They'll just take all these quizzes and they think, Oh, okay, I'm ready for the test. I practiced the test. But you know what? Your overall English still has to be really good too. So in this free study plan that you get, we have resources that will improve your overall English and help you prepare for IELTS at the same time.
Very, very cool. So basically, you can take this quiz, 8 questions, and then you get personalized content for your level that helps you improve. Awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've never heard of anything like that before. So it sounds like it's a unique resource for you. But it's like, I guess it would be hard if you're starting to do the test. You have no idea where you should even begin. Like,
totally.
Are you beginner, intermediate, high intermediate, low intermediate? Yeah.
Well, that's a huge problem, right? Because I mean, we get candidates, students all the time that are like, I took the test or I took a practice test. I got a 5. Can I get a 7 next week? Or maybe they never have taken a test before, not even a practice test. And they're like, when can I get an 8? And I'm like, I don't know. Where are you starting from? You know, like you have to know where you're starting from. And guys, if you just like Google, you know, free IELTS resources or whatever, there are going to be millions of results. And part of my job is to like go through some of these resources and look for stuff that can help our students and see what else is out there. And I'm telling you, a lot of these resources are giving wrong information because they're not designed by people like me who are examiners. They're designed by people who are like, they're probably great English teachers, but they don't know the actual exam and like what exactly you're graded on. So it's really hard to know who to trust and where to start from and what to learn because there's so much information out there.
Interesting. Yeah, that's a good point. It's like in this age of unlimited content, it's much more about the curation and the specific recommendation that's where the value comes in. Awesome.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I'll give you an example real fast. Okay. So last summer, we wanted to start designing a computer delivered course because the computer version of IELTS is becoming more and more popular, right? It's being offered in more and more places. So I flew to Canada, actually, and I took the test to like test out the strategies and see what everything is about. And so my process for making the course for this specific version, right, I had to test everything out, see what was up, and then I searched online to think, okay, like what else is out there? What else are students learning for this version? I promise you, like, first of all, there's barely anything specific to the computer version yet. And second of all, I would say 90% of the stuff I did find was wrong. Like, they're just taking some advice for the paper version and just saying it's for the computer or whatever. And it was completely wrong. So, yeah, guys, just be really careful about who you're trusting and who you're learning from. Because we can't waste time also, right? Like what if you're spending an hour learning the wrong stuff? It takes another 2 hours to like unlearn that before you can try to move on, right?
Right. Cool. So let's get into this computer test. I don't know if everyone maybe has heard of this. Actually, I had never heard of it before. Oh. So what is the difference between like the paper-based and computer-based? Can you do the computer one like at home virtually or what's the deal?
Yeah. So, I love the computer test. I think it's so much better than the paper version. So the main differences, guys, I'll just run through like step by step. And again, this isn't offered in all test centers. It does depend on where you live. But if you are already in Canada, I know it's offered pretty widely there. So reading, okay? Reading is, I think, easier because on the paper version, you're like flipping back and forth between the passage and the questions and like there's all, you know, there's a lot going on. But on the computer delivered version, you have the passage on a split screen right next to the questions. So they're side by side. It's a lot faster. Okay. And a lot of the strategies still work. So instead of underlining keywords in the question, you can highlight keywords in the question. So all the functions are there. And another huge advantage is you can cut and paste. You can copy and paste. So like, if you find the answer in the passage, just double click, you know, control C, control V in the answer so you don't spell it wrong. So there's so many advantages to that. And then listening, you can control the volume, which is a huge advantage because on the paper version, oh my gosh, this is out of your control. Sometimes the speakers are really bad. Sometimes the volume is too soft. Like being able to control more helps a lot, right? And then writing, you get to type your answers. And for most people, that is an advantage because we're much better at typing these days than handwriting. But there is a slight warning here, guys. It's way easier to make accidental spelling mistakes or typos, as we say, when we're typing. So we do need strategies for timing and what to be careful of. But speaking is exactly the same. You're still talking to an examiner like me. You're still talking to an examiner face-to-face. So it's all the same question types, all the same stuff, just moved onto the computer.
Very cool. I guess they don't have autocorrect on the computer as well, right? They probably disabled that function.
I know, exactly. I wondered, like, I tested everything out when I took the test myself. So, yeah, guys, there's no helpful red underline to tell you that it's spelled wrong.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Cool. Awesome. Well, just wrapping up here, what about people who kind of already have pretty good English? They are maybe, you know what, coming from a country like India or Nigeria where English is very commonly spoken. Yeah. What tips do you have or advice for those kind of people?
Yeah, guys, do not ignore the test preparation, all right? So like I said earlier, guys, in order to get a 7 or higher on IELTS, it is a balance. You need testing strategies that are directly connected to what the examiner wants, right? Like you need to know this, and you need good English. So if you already have a high level of English, congratulations, that's awesome. You're halfway there. But I can tell you as an examiner, I would examine native speakers sometimes. And living in Portland, Oregon, I would also examine a large number of Indian candidates who worked for local tech companies and Nike and stuff. And they didn't all get the scores they needed because they don't know what they're being graded on. You know, it's not daily conversation. It's not everyday English. It is a test, and every test is unique with their own requirements and these weird tricks, right, that try and make you get wrong answers. So my advice is do not ignore the testing side of things, okay? It's not enough just to have good English. I remember one time I had a native speaker that I was doing a speaking exam with, and she got a 6. on the speaking exam. She didn't know what to do. So yeah, guys, if you want some more free resources, just go to our website, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. You could search like native speaker and you could hear interviews that I've done with native speakers who have been through our course saying how vital having this information was. So check that out. And guys, you know what? We all have some extra time right now. So it is important to keep busy somehow. And I do really, really recommend, guys, do this short quiz. It's free. Get your estimated band score right now. The more information you have, the better. So know where you're starting from. Are you at a 6? Are you at a 7? Where are you? So go to allearsenglish.com/quiz. That's Q-U-I-Z. Take a super short quiz. And then, like right away, you're going to get so many free resources that I designed just for your level. So guys, check that out.
Very cool. Thank you so much, Jessica. It's been really nice to reconnect all these years later.
Yeah.
Congrats on all the success. Yeah, it does. It does. And hopefully, you know, for those listening, you can use these great resources to prepare yourself for when the IELTS exam tests do open up again, which we all hope is very, very soon. Thanks again, Jessica. Talk soon.
My pleasure. It was super fun. Thank you so much for having me on.